kitchen and in the dining room was all one. Mm-hmm. You'd cook, you'd eat mm-hmm. with a big table. Mm-hmm. Had if you had a bunch of kids and didn't have chairs, you'd call what it would build what we call a bench. Mm-hmm. And put on one side of the table and four or five of the children sit on that long bench. Eat our meals all the time that mm-hmm. way. And then of course just one or two bedrooms off the side, whatever we had to have. Mm-hmm. Of course I have known before we had houses while we was in the dirt dugouts. Then we would eat, sleep, all in one room, just go down mm-hmm. there. In fact, I was born in the dugout mm-hmm. before we had any houses.
Was there a place to sleep up under the roof?
No. Just dig one big enough to make two or three beds back in one end, and eat in one end, sleep in the other.
Yeah. Just move from one side to the other.
That's all. Yeah.
Oh, in this house that had the parlor, did your mother have any place where she could keep her her cans and things like that off the kitchen?
Did you say cans?
Yeah, canned things that she'd can.
The fruit and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. We always had to have all that stuff would freeze in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Well, when they went to the
a
trouble
pantry.
Of, beg pardon?
A pantry. You don't know the name of all these.
Yeah, they call it a pantry. Or, in our case, now we always had a big dirt dugout, which we called our storm cellar, uh-huh. to go in case of a cyclone, off to the side, out in the yard. Well, now all of the fruit, the vegetable, and everything that was canned went into that in the wintertime, uh-huh. and there was no freezing. Mm-hmm. Then we'd go back out and get it, you see, as we needed it. Mm-hmm. The storm cellar, mm-hmm. or some of them called a storm cave. Mm-hmm. With us, it was just an ordinary cellar.
You gotta get you some ice cream after a while. I'll be back.
You will. Well, be sure you do. She's going back out to the old home place now.
Oh.
Out to Cloud Chief. We stayed out there 40 some odd years.
Oh.
Before we moved in here.
You been in here long?
3 months.
Well, I'll be darned.
We just moved in.
It's kind of nice, but it's sure a lot of work, isn't it?
Oh. I bought that this was an old house, no, not an old house, but I mean a house in run down condition. Mm-hmm. I worked in this house 3 months before I moved in it.
Boy, that's work too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lots of hard work. I did most of it myself. I had a little help.
Hmm. Oh, well, let's see. Your house that had the parlor, did that have a place up, was it one level, or was it two levels?
Ordinarily, in our house, fortunately, we had a little better house than the average family did in an early day. Uh-huh. We had an attic, we called it an attic. Uh-huh. They called it upstairs, or whatever you want to call it. Uh-huh. We had two beds up there and a stairway leading up, so we could take stuff we had to store, quilts, mm-hmm. and all that stuff, and usually the boys especially would sleep upstairs. And there was nothing convenient about the stairways or anything like we have now, but we'd manage to get up there and back every night and every morning. So, yes.
Now you mentioned quilts. Were these stitched or were these tacked?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, the women in those days were there were workers, you know. Uh-huh. They believed in work. They didn't believe in...
Keep the hands busy.
Sure. They would... what they call a comforter. That's uh-huh. the thick quilt. Now, that was tacked. But if they wanted beautiful quilts on their bed, uh-huh. four or five or six women would get together and they'd have what they call a quilting bee. Uh-huh. And they'd turn out three or four beautiful quilts in a day. Quilt them uh-huh. carefully.
They are, too. They're
all handwork.
We've got a couple of those that my wife's grandmother made for our children. Mm-hmm. All those little girls love them.
They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. My wife got one or two that my mother made, and her mother, and even her grandmother.
And some of those little bitty pieces.
Oh, yeah, they piece those.